He's in a break.
Hey, everybody. This is St. John. This is the first broadcast of St. Smith Radio, which you'll find out what it's all about once you dropped in it. And afterwards, we'll talk about it. And just as a warning, some people might find some of the offensive a little hairy. So just be warned about that. And enjoy. This is Radio Free Brooklyn.
TV.
This is coming from 2B in the apartment, the floor below us. Brooklyn, New York. People in here. Wow. You sounded so good.
Nice.
It's amazing.
That's how powerful it is.
Yeah. Wow.
So you live on this floor?
We live on the next floor up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. But we didn't hear it upstairs. He was coming up the stairs and heard it.
Okay.
And called me and said, you've got to listen to this.
Thank you for calling Social Security. This is an automated system that understands speech. Please speak and say in just a few words what you need to say. I'm sorry, I'm just not sure how to help you. Let's try this a different way. However, I can tell you what you must do to change your address.
Alabama, do ding da dong. Use supercomputer, doesn't answer. I don't want to talk to a computer because you computers are stupid. I don't want to talk to a computer. I want to talk to an agent. Me, Yao Sing Song Jong.
Early in the morning.
I already heard that, you idiot.
Wait, it's best to call at other times.
I heard that, you stupid.
Greater than 10 minutes.
Good. I'm going to put this on the internet, by the way. The whole conversation.
Sorry, I still didn't understand.
Wait. Of course I'll wait. Oh, Alabama.
So much trouble.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. This is ludicrous. Does your computer understand ludicrous?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
No, of course your stupid computer can't understand anything because it's dumb. Your computer is dumb, 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 dumb.
One time when I was on holiday in New York, I was walking around with my friend and we came across a dead guy on the street. And we called 911 and I agreed under their instructions to give the guy mouth to mouth until the ambulance arrived.
There's a Manhattan Transit Authority worker finishing his shift who says, "I love you, man," when he says goodbye to his colleagues. "I love you, man. Have a good weekend." How did the other men feel about hearing it yelled at them in public? These are manly looking men, wearing blue jeans, big boots, and vests.
There's multiple layers to that question. So I'm going to start with some of the new services that we're bringing to the west side. You have three new elements coming into your district. And we'll try to go chronologically. The first being that starting next month, Sunday, April 6th, you're going to be getting new weekend service on the Crosstown M8 bus. And the schedules for that will go live the Friday before that.
Yeah, so I'm following up on my social security. So first of all, I ignore all their prompts, right? And they hung up, they ended up hanging up on me saying the agency's too busy. So then I started saying, then I started singing Sweet Home Alabama. And finally, they got me in queue to person. Well, how bizarre. I've got the whole recording. It's very funny. It's very funny. I'm going to tell them that for a depressed person, I've had the most fun that I've ever had trying to deal with their computer. Oh, Jack, I can't pass all sorts of ching pong. Sweet Home Alabama, you know. Yeah, bye.
Hotel Rufu is essentially what we consider world consciousness, which means is not everyone is going to chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. That doesn't make sense. But what we're talking about is when you chant, you change your life condition. In this form of Buddhism, we don't believe in an external hell. We believe that people can have the life conditions of hell. So that's why we actively go out and tell people about the practice. We're not quiet Buddhists. We're kind of rowdy Buddhists, which is kind of cool. We're rowdy laughing.
Things I've done. Okay, so And I guess I... Okay.
Over the last few weeks, I've been recording some of the most remarkable gotchas ever.
There'd be a lot of people who probably wouldn't buy it. But if I don't like it, everyone doesn't like being a
dog. You said you
wouldn't trust
it.
No, not really. No.
Well, we are friends, but we don't live in the same
road. He's walking on one road, and I'm living on another. He's making money, and he's in business to be a writer. That's his trip. That's not my trip. I'm not into that. And he's compromised himself to try to do away with society, try to stop it.
Brooklyn, New York.
Another time I was out in Harlem and I met like an old homeless black guy, and he was pretty stylish in a tracksuit pants kind of way, like a fedora and track pants, if you can imagine, an ex-dancer. And I had a long debate with him about many things. He was a really interesting fella. And I got the impression that he was kind of saying that I was homophobic at some stage of the conversation. And so I got all like, well, I'm not homophobic at all with that guy. And so I basically was like, well, if you think I'm homophobic, then why don't we just make out with each other? And so I did make out with this 65-year-old homeless gentleman in a side street of Harlem after arguing with him about Malcolm X and various other topics.
A Manhattan Transit Authority worker. Could that be a job for me in a few years? But I watch them and I think, these are manly looking men. I wouldn't fit in. I'd be too weird for them.
We're looking into, in partnership with DOT, implementing a new Far West Side bus route, which will be a north-south connector from approximately Abington Square up 12th Avenue to Columbus Circle. And then back down along 11th Avenue. So that's also an
And, hey, can I... Mike, hey, can I have my mic back on, please? Cheers. Hi everyone, sorry, got a missing wallet here. I'm going to say the name really badly. Twan An Kok Nguyen.
Nam myo renge go, 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 nam myo renge go. Nyo ringe kyo hoben bon tai ni Niti say san tu san ma yan tu niki go charis to bu ji yei ten ten muriyo go ji yei ma nang gai na nye we ta jo ma nang di buriyo po nao ji jo we cha ka Puru sao san ta na ka tan ma na ka mo ju jo puru din yo to puru mo yo to o yin miyo jo sin miyo jo fu man jo ju jin ten mi sa wu ho Zui ki cho sa di ju nang gai charis go ju jo bu zi ra ju ju yi nan ju ju hi yu ko wen kung yo mu ju ho pen en do shu jo jo vi jo sa jo we cha ka Chikin armas ga yi gu sa sna ra ji kin go ra jin dan muriyo mo gai rik mo jo we san jo gai da san ma jin yu mo sa jo jo is that these of who are as no random jo jo bum bese jo ho ka jin do na ne ga jo jin da is jo ka jin mo ya mo we di do wo bu jo 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 dai bu jo
That's one of the first prayers.
Thank you for holding. We appreciate your patience. We are still assisting other people and will help you this afternoon. Thank you for calling Social Security. This is Mark.
A real person, a real voice.
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness gracious. You know, for a severely depressed person, I've had the most fun trying to deal with your computer that I've had in many years.
Good.
The only way I got through was singing Sweet Home Alabama to the computer.
That's a good one there.
Pressing buttons didn't help, nothing else helped. You hung up on me before, but, pretending to speak in Chinese, when I started singing Sweet Home Alabama, then somehow it put me to you.
That's funny. After you look at that, and I'll explain to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sweet Home Alabama. You wouldn't be by any chance in Alabama, would you?
Why would you ask that? Do I have a southern accent?
No. Just because of the irony. It would be ironical.
I am chuckling that you said that, with the irony being that I am in Birmingham, Alabama.
No, my God! You're going to be kidding me.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. You're in Birmingham.
Yes, sir.
You have made my year.
That's funny.
The one that stands out immediately is that I was having some trouble with my girlfriend and I didn't know what was going on with her. She was being evasive and it was making me depressed. So I stole a car to drive to Mardi Gras. And that's Mardi Gras in Sydney, not New Orleans Mardi Gras. So probably quite two different beasts.
Okay, so one night we were in a bar in Melbourne and on the TV we saw that Mardi Gras in Sydney, it's a big gay street festival, was happening. So I said, hey, let's go to Mardi Gras, like right now. The problem is that we don't have a car. So he used to be a bit of a car thief when he was a teenager. So we decided to steal a car and drive the 8 hours to Mardi Gras. And we find this car in our street that's easy to break into, and we broke into it and started the car and we started driving, and we got about an hour out of the city before the car just totally broke down and we had to ditch it in a field that had cows in it. And we were able to call a taxi, and it drove us all the way back into the city, which cost us, I don't know, about $50. And we got back in time to return back to the bar.
The foremost among the Buddha's 32 features is his pure and far-reaching voice. Lesser kings, great kings, and wheel-turning kings all possess this feature in some degree. Therefore, a single word from one of these kings can destroy the kingdom or ensure order within it. The edicts handed down by rulers represent a type of pure and far-reaching voice. 10,000 words spoken by 10,000 ordinary subjects cannot equal one word spoken by a king. The works known as the three records and the five canons represent the words of lesser kings.
You
want to finish? Okay. Oh, is this the end of it?
Yeah.
Do you want to read the end of it? I think, yeah, you come on. I can't take your turn.
Okay. What brings order to this small kingdom of Japan? What enables the heavenly king Brahma to command the inhabitants of the threefold world? And what enables the Buddha to command?
Slept in some bushes under the Eiffel Tower. Oh, I was an ecstasy dealer for a week in Argentina.
Licked raw chicken, jumped up and down, calling my teacher a bitch.
Hanging with Noam Chomsky was pretty cool.
Called the police to come and rescue me. I had to fake a limb for like a month.
I had a threesome for a few seconds with my body.
We home-birthed our son.
I made out with my girlfriend's mom.
Dancing, random Jeep, airport car park, 7 a.m., board a plane. I was trying to make out with a stewardess.
I would tune in, turn on, and drop LSD at work every once in a while. Actually, quite a bit.
Believing in God, that was a pretty crazy thing to do.
Yeah, that is what New York is about, right? Like ending up in someone else's apartment.
When I heard the bells, I was like, oh man, almost Buddhist. There's no way it's Buddhist.
Why? That's intense.
Do you want to listen?
Hey, guys. So, that was Sin Smith Radio, the first edition. My name's Sinjin, and in case you're wondering what the hell was going on, I'm going to talk about the show a little bit. But if anyone out there is actually
feeling like calling me up, was actually listening and feels like calling me up, the number here is 718-395-3731. The show is going to be every week or every 2 weeks at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays. It's going to be a piece that's around 20 minutes, which is a mixtape of everything that I've recorded. I basically record all the time, so conversations, people on the street, street musicians, anything that sometimes I write skits, get people to do monologues and things like that. Anything I find interesting, I put it together. It's like a mixtape, but with voices. And afterwards, if anyone feels like calling me up and chewing me out or telling me they're, you know, what the hell was that, then that'll be great. I'd love to hear from you. So again, 718-395-3731. So I'll talk a bit about this show that I just made here that was called Miho Alabama. And it was the first show I've made. I've made 8 of them so far. So that was the dodgiest of the lot, but I'm still kind of fond of it. And the premise, the core premise of it was, I was living in an apartment in Brooklyn, and my roommate comes charging into my room and says, "Get your recorder now." And he knew I liked recording weird stuff, so he took me down 2 flights, and he said, 1B. And we went outside 1B, and that chanting noise was coming out of 1B. And this is, you know, this is in southern Brooklyn. And I was standing outside the door with my recorder, and we were like, couldn't figure out what it was. You know, we thought, was there some sort of cult going on in there? It sounded like there was like 50 people in there, the way they were chanting. And so I'm standing there with my recorder when suddenly the door opens. And I mean, it's too late for me. I can't run away, but my roommate starts running up the stairs. And a guy comes out and goes, "Oh, hi." And I go, I hide the recorder and I go, "Hey, I was just wondering what's going on in there." And he says, "Oh, it's Buddhist chanting." I'm like, "Oh, wow, it sounds great." And he said, "Do you want to come inside?" So I called to my roommate to come back down the stairs, and we went inside. And there were like 12 people sat in a circle, and they were doing a form of Buddhist, like a Buddhist meeting. And part of that was this chanting, Myoho Renge Kyo. Maybe some of you know about it. And they were really lovely people. And, you know, when they went around doing readings, they involved us. We all, each got a turn reading. And they were really, really inviting. They invited us to their big meeting, which was at some community center where hundreds of people show up. Of course, we never made it, you know. But anyway, so based around that, it was kind of a crazy thing that happened to me. And so I this whole show has been about people doing crazy things. So all of those stories are true. Everything that I put on the show is true. It may get interpreted very artistically, but it's still true. And a couple of things, everyone always asks me about me speaking on the speaking with the automated system. That's actually my dad. He's dead, but he did a lot of recordings like that, and I've got all those files, so I sort of go through them. And one other confession about this show and all the crazy things that you heard people doing. The truth is that every single one of those crazy things is actually a story of mine. But I didn't like the idea of a show where I just sat and told all these sort of nutty things that have happened to me and that I've done in my own voice. So I wrote out scripts for friends, and my poor friends, who are great people, they all did recordings of me as best they could. None of them are actors or anything like that, and tried to pretend they were me. And There you go. That's what you got. So I'm about to run out of time. Thank you. Hopefully see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully get some calls. This is Sin Smith Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.